But right now, let's open the door and welcome into the studio the generic youth minister, old friend of the show.
Hey, looky there. Hey,
friends forever. I love this song. Oh, this is such a good song.
And it's a big day because it's Michael W. Smith's birthday.
I know it. Can you believe that? This is a big birthday for MWS. I love MWS. He's meant so much to my life.
I bet.
My favorite songs are Friends from this album, Friends, in 1985. And then probably my second favorite song is Friends Live from Red Rocks, 1996.
Same song. Just,
yes. Yeah, my top 10 Michael W. Smith songs are all versions of Friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good song.
Well, how are you?
I'm doing well, Craig. Thanks for asking me.
You bet.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, listen, I wanted to come by and promote something that we're doing. You know, we've had a lot of problems, and this is not new, but, you know, churches have a hard time, like, competing with, like, football and stuff.
Yeah, football season, sometimes people don't go.
I know it. So we've come up with a solution to this, and what we're going to do is we're going to have the football contest watching party on Sunday.
Game watching party.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
On Sunday at the church. So that way people can just stay there all day. You know, they go to morning service and then they watch the game contest. Uh-huh. And then they can do evening service right there. Hmm. So you just spend all day there at the church. And so
the Cowboys game.
That's right. We're going to have it. It's going to be the Cowboy game. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do the whole contest is going to be played in the Fellowship Hall on big screen. We got a big screen.
Right. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's
and pretty so high tech. The Cowboys versus, I guess it's the Yankees.
No.
That's the Giants. Team from New York, right?
No.
And so that's going to be at 3:25 on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to be in church all day. Isn't that exciting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you bet.
Although I'm a little bit worried because it isn't like a former coach for the Cowboys, like coaching for the New York, like Wade Phillips or Troy Aikens or
Jason Garrett.
Something like
Jason
that.
Garrett's
Jason
their
Garrett, that's yeah. who I was
He's
thinking
He's their
of.
Offensive that's coordinator. Of.
And when I heard that, I'm like, oh, no. He's going to, like, know all the plays and stuff.
No, he
they
won't.
Changed it since he's left, I think.
Yeah. I guess they have to. I guess it's like, you know, when someone gets a new house, you have to change all the locks and everything.
Right,
so they had to change all the plays.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, some of them. I'm
Man,
sure
that's
some
a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a bunch.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad it's on Fox because that's the network that's going to be, like, playing on stuff.
Yeah, uh-huh. Joe and Troy.
That's right. That Hey, it's on Fox, so thank goodness we don't have to listen to Tony Romo, right?
Oh, come on.
I mean, I like Tony. It's just I wish he wouldn't do those beer commercials.
Yeah. Why does that bother you? It's alcohol?
Yes, it's alcohol. And you know, Craig, you know what the deal is with beer.
Is it the devil's water?
I mean, beer can lead to drunk driving and anal.
I'm sorry?
So there's like a lot of stuff that comes from beer. I mean,
we took a big leap there.
From you.
Just
we have to hear that from you.
People a lot. We're adults here. We're not talking to the youths right now, George.
I know, but that's still pretty strong for 8:43 in the morning.
But I just love coming by here and talking sports to you guys because I'm like all big into sports.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not like my nephew, though. He like knows all the pitchers and outfielders for like, is it the Rangers?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he can like name all the deep snappers for the Cowboys and
stuff.
Well,
they only have one right now.
Y'all want me to get him on sometime? I mean, y'all would have a great time talking to sports with him.
I think we're good.
Hey, listen, I've got a favor to ask of you.
Sure. Okay.
Will you turn your life over to the Lord and live a life of service?
George?
Well, we've tried to do that. I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, that's the favor that I'm asking for yourself. That's you doing a favor for yourself. The favor for me is something different here.
Okay.
We have, like, a lot of our kids who are, like, looking for, like, career directions and stuff.
Yeah.
And you guys are so good at what y'all do for your jobs.
Well, thank you.
I want you to, like, come by and teach the kids how to, you know, speak the football game
discuss
quarterbacks
speak.
And teach them all about shortstops and soccer.
You know, Craig's really good at that. He makes a lot of appearances talking to kids So he'd be
really
good.
Yeah, just, oh, yeah. You just have a new kid, so you're real good with kids.
Well, just bounce a few dates off me, and I'll let you know if I can make it.
Craig, listen to me. A lot of these kids, you know, all they're interested in is becoming influencers and TikTokers on YouTube.
Right.
And so I'd love it if you could come in there and teach them that they need a real job, like radio talk show host or something like that.
I don't know about that.
Something more realistic.
I'll try to make it.
And I hope you don't mind me asking, but what kind of money you guys make?
George?
Because the kids are going to ask me that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in radio, it's all over the map, you know? Yeah. You don't make very much starting off, but like any other job, you can work your way up.
You know, Howard Stern.
Oh, really? You don't make a lot starting off, but then you get to where you make real good money? Y'all been doing it?
We've been doing it a long time. That doesn't mean that it's true in every case.
Because maybe I should switch over to this.
You got the laugh.
We're having
for it.
Fun right now.
You got the
I'm
laugh
actually
for it.
Thinking about a career change. I'm trying out for senior pastor this week.
Wow.
Whoa. Yes. That's so come
big.
On out there. So this week you can hear me doing senior pastor in tryout, and then stay and watch the Cowboy football game contest, and then the musers come out and speak on how not to be TikTok influencers, and then evening service, and then turning your life over to the Lord.
Okay. That sounds like a great day.
Happy birthday, Michael W. Smith.
Yes, thank you.
Happy birthday, Michael W. Smith.
That's not a two-syllable last name.